everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true grazing grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And welcome back. Buying interest in feedlot country seemed generally light today, though a few bids in the north were renewed at $188. We were surprised that mandatory reporting confirmed more than 26,000 head sold in Nebraska yesterday, mostly at $118. That's a dollar higher than last week. Movement was also decent in Kansas, though, with more business certainly possible tomorrow. Asking prices on the balance of show lists were around $1.20 in the south and $190 to $192 in the north. Corn futures, though, were fractionally lower today, checked by struggling action in the bean trade and more rain in the general forecast. The stock market is mixed today, with the Dow Jones up 9 points and the Nasdaq off 13 points. In live cattle, prices were all over the place today, with traders unsure regarding the significance of yesterday's rally. Was it a real sign of new respect for cash potential, or simply a dead cat bounce? Near midday, though, contracts were mixed with prices ranging from 45 higher to 10 lower. Beef cutouts were modestly higher, up 19 to 47 cents, with light box movement. In feeder cattle, for the most part, feeder issues were higher today, but well below session lows posted earlier. Of course, though, the skittishness is tied to the uncertainty in the live market and the reluctance of deferred live contracts to give commercials much to shoot at. And in grains, futures were lower today, pressured by rains moving throughout the growing region with no hint of weather threats. Corn prices were lower, pressured by steady selling overnight. December futures broke to a new one-month low, which took aim at the bottom from June. Soybeans broke sharply overnight as they plunged through chart supports, including the 50 and 100-day moving averages. Finally, wheat prices were lower with futures at all three markets after having battled chart support. Minneapolis September held above July lows, but winter wheat contracts managed to remain below key moving averages. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.